Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. Do you know that you have a testimony tonight? Amen. How many of you know that you have a testimony tonight that God has been so good? Somebody said, when you're looking at me, you're looking at a miracle. I am a testimony of God's goodness. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. From the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We give honor to God who's ahead of our lives. Amen. We thank God for this day. Thank God and for each one of you. Amen. We give honor to our visionary founder. Amen. Of this great Prayer News Network Global in the person of Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the works of our hands. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For God allowing us just to be able to gather in the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the Prayer News Network. Amen. That has been established in the earth in such a time. Amen. As this. Amen. And God, he knows what he's doing. Amen. God, he does all things well. And for that, we give him the praise and we give him the glory. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network as you're coming in. Amen. We say welcome. Amen. In the name of our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We amen. Hope and amen that you invite somebody. Amen. To come out, amen, and worship the Lord with you tonight. Truly, amen, there's great things that the Lord has done and is doing in each of our lives. Thank God for a brand new year that the Lord has allowed us to see. Amen. Happy New Year's to each and every one of you. Amen. It's a blessing that God allowed us to cross over into a brand new year. Amen. And while we're here, while we're yet alive, amen, we might as well go ahead and give God the praise. Amen. It's a blessing to be among the land of the living tonight. Amen. It could have been another way, but God saw fit, amen, to spare our lives and let our golden moments roll on just a little while longer. Amen. So we thank God for each one of you. Amen. As you're coming in, amen, I want you to reach out to, amen, some family, some friends, some coworkers. Amen. Just anybody that you know, amen, and invite them to, amen, come on and join the Prayer News Network with you. Amen, so that we can magnify and lift up the name of the Lord together. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen, for the great things that he has done. Amen, we just thank God for each one of you. Thank God for each of our listeners. Amen. This is your first time, amen, tuning in to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We want to welcome you as well. We thank you for taking time out, amen, to come, amen, and to join us, amen, in this great, great, great experience, amen, that we are having each night. Amen. We are on, amen, the air every night live. Amen. Amen. At 9 p.m. Amen. And sometimes, amen, we may do playbacks of recorded broadcasts. Previous recorded broadcast, amen, but it was a live recorded broadcast, amen. So however way, amen, we are here every night to represent and to magnify the name of the Lord, amen. We give God glory, we give God the praise, amen, for his name alone is worthy to be praised, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, and if we praise God all day and all night long, it still would never be enough. Amen, to thank him for all that he has done for us. But we want to just show our appreciation, our gratitude, amen, to the Lord for the great things that he has done, amen, each one of our lives and things that he's doing and even the things that are yet to come. Amen, he has great things in store for them that love him. Amen, I love him. I believe you love him. Amen, this is why we come together on this line. Amen, because we love the Lord, and we're excited to see what all God has in store for us. I don't know about you, but amen, I need a blessing. I need a miracle. But not only that, I want to bless God for blessing me. Just the way God blessed me, I want to bless God back. Amen, not all the time about God just blessing me, but I want to take time to bless God. Amen, for the greatness, amen, for his goodness, and for his mighty acts. So we just thank God, amen, once again for each one of you. Amen, we say welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen, we just thank God for, amen, the great things that have been going forth, even on this prayer line. Amen, the word, the prayer, the singing, amen, testimonies, amen, everything that has been going across the airways, amen, on this prayer line. Truly has been a blessing unto our souls. Amen, we are gaining strength. We're gaining, amen, more power to stand. God is empowering us, equipping us, giving us everything that we need to make this journey to heaven. Amen. And we are without excuse tonight because God has given us everything we need. Amen. This statement, this is open 20, amen, 7 days a week. Amen. So we have opportunity to come to the throne of grace 7 days a week where we can obtain help and find mercy in the sight of God. So we just give God praise for that. Amen. We thank God for all our listeners. Amen. All 42 countries, amen, that are tuning in. Amen. We praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. The various, amen, amen, countries that are listening in. Amen. China, Bermuda, Brazil, London, the UK, Tortola, the Bahamas, amen, Africa, South Africa, the Virgin Islands, and just, amen, Italy, just so many places, amen, that, amen, this broadcast is reaching, and we're just so excited, amen, that, amen, you are part of us, and we are part of you, amen, God has fittingly joined us together, amen, that we can serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness, amen, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men. It doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter what your nationality is. It doesn't matter, amen, where you come from, where you was born. Amen. As long as you got a mind like Christ, I got a mind like Christ. One can chase 1,000. Two could put 10,000 to flight. So we put our forces together and lift up the name of Jesus. He said he would draw all men unto him. Amen. This is what we want God to do. We want God to draw every nation. Amen. We want God to draw every state, every county, every place on the continent, amen, on the face of the earth. We want to lift Jesus up so till he draw all men unto himself. Amen. That they may be saved. Amen. Healed and delivered. Set free from everything that vexes and ails their souls. Amen. And we know that God is able, amen, to do all things but fail. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for all of our listeners. Amen. From all 42, amen, countries. Amen. We're up to, amen, about 14, amen, million listeners. Amen. God is good. Amen. We ought to give the Lord a 47 number song, a hand clap of praise. Amen. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Amen. Shout out to God. Amen. For the Lord is good. This is the Lord's doing, and is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. And we give God the praise. Amen. Because if it wasn't for God, amen, it would not be so. Amen. They that labor, amen, except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. And we know God is doing it. Amen. He's using various people, amen, to, amen, lay the foundation, amen, to help the walls of, amen, Jerusalem go up. Amen. Paul said, come on over to Macedonia and help us, amen, to labor. Amen. And the walls are going up. Amen. God is using his builders, his, amen, vessels, amen, to lay the walls and the foundation so that this work can go on, amen, and souls can be reached for the kingdom of God. So we just praise God for that. We thank God for all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. For tuning in to this broadcast. Amen. We certainly appreciate you. Amen. We thank God for you. We're just so grateful. Amen. That you, amen, are on this journey with us. Amen. That you're taking time out of your precious day. Amen. Just to tune into this broadcast. Amen. We pray that it be a blessing to your soul, that you're finding great strength and great sustenance. Amen. Through, amen, the words that have come across. Amen. Over the airways from this broadcast. Amen. I want you to continue to stay tuned. Amen. And continue, amen, to join us, amen, each night. Because, amen, God, amen, he wants to do something great in each one of your lives. Amen. God's hand is not shorted that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. We know God can reach you right where you are. Amen. So we just praise God. We give him glory. Amen. We thank God for all of our call-in listeners. Amen. Those that call in by way of telephone. Amen. Thank God for each one of our faithful listeners. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Without you, amen, there would be no Prayer News Network. So we thank you, amen, for making this, amen, this network, amen, this broadcast, amen, what it is. Amen. Because, amen, of you, your prayers, your support. Amen. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support. We thank you for everything that you contribute to this line. Amen. We just bless God for you. Amen. And we pray in return that God will give an increase in your life. Amen. Not just 30-fold, not just 60-fold, but we're praying for a 100-fold return. Amen. Back into each one of your lives. Amen. And we know God, he is the one that gives the increase. And when God gives an increase, oh, it's a mighty good increase. Amen. So we just praise God. We praise him. We're happy tonight. Amen. We thank God for being saved through the precious blood of Jesus. Thank God for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Without the Holy Ghost, amen, we cannot make it. Amen. To heaven. Amen. But thank God, amen, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But thank God for the blood shed that has been shed on Calvary for you and I. Amen. Jesus has paid the price. Amen. We just have to be willing, amen, to follow, amen, into, amen, follow his footsteps, amen, and keep his commandments, amen, and do what he say do. Amen. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous. Amen. That's all he's requiring us to do. Amen. To keep his commandments, amen, and to love one another, even as he has loved us. So we just praise God for Jesus. Thank God, amen, for, amen, loving us so well that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. And everybody is without excuse. Amen. Everybody will be without an excuse. Amen. When the Lord shall return. Because, amen, God made it possible, amen, for everybody to be able to receive his son Jesus. He came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave you power to become the sons of God. So we praise God for that. Amen. We just glorify him for being our Savior, being our healer, our provider, our redeemer. Amen. Everything that we need. Amen. He is our all in all. Amen. So tonight, amen. Tonight we just praise God. Amen. For what God has in store. We thank God for this new year. Amen. 2022. Amen. We crossed over to see a brand new year. Amen. Unfortunately, many didn't make it, but we was one of the ones who did. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But some, they have crossed over, amen, going home to glory. Amen. They're going to be with the Lord. Amen. We're trying to go. Amen. So they may not have came over into this new year, amen, with us, but they have gone on to glory to be with the Lord. Amen. And that's a great thing. Amen. When you know that you have made it in with the Lord, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Amen. For the soul that made it on home. Amen. They're welcoming. Amen. Them into the heavenly host. Amen. Welcome them home. Amen. That's what we want to hear the Lord say for us one day. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. This is why we're laboring. This is why we're here, sacrificing, praying, preaching, teaching, loving God, loving one another. Amen. Trying to obey his word, do what he say, because in the end, we want to make heaven our home. Amen. I do believe I'll make it. How about you? Amen. If I live right and pray on, I shall be just like the Lord someday. Amen. So we just thank God for each one of you. Amen. We give honor. Amen. Where honor is due to all of our, amen, leaders. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each and every one of them. Amen. Who God has called and ordained, amen, to be leaders. Amen. To shepherd us and to watch over us, to care for us, to pray with us, to, amen, counsel us. Amen. To instruct us in righteousness. Amen. Even to protect us from the wolf. Amen. How many of you know that wolf is out there? Amen. Coming in sheep clothing. Amen. But the wolf is out there. Amen. To devour the flock. But thank God, amen, for the shepherd, the watchman of the wall, not a hireling, because a hireling will flee. Amen. When danger coming. But the shepherd will lay his life down on the line. Amen. For the sheep. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for each one of our leaders. Amen. Those that, amen, have been laboring, are laboring. Amen. And those that have labored, amen, and have gone on and entered into their rest. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of them. We thank God, amen, for, amen, the head of this line, the leader of this, amen, the head of this line, the covering, amen, the late, amen, S.T., amen, Apostle S.T. James, amen, Mother James and S.T. James Ministry. Thank God, amen, for the man of God, for the legacy. Thank God, amen, for, amen, his covering. Amen. Thank God, amen, for Pastor Taylor. Amen. Mother Taylor. Thank God, amen, for, amen, Apostle, the other apostles, Tina. Amen. Forgive me if I mispronounce the names, but we thank God for all, amen, of the leaders, amen, officials, amen, that God has ordained, amen, set in place. Amen, for the perfecting of the saints and for the perfecting and edifying of the ministry. Amen, the body of Christ. Amen, so we just bless God. Amen, we thank God. Amen, for your leaders. Amen, each one of your leaders. We give God praise. We give God glory. Amen, thank God for my leaders. Amen, my later. Amen, Apostle. Amen, Samuel W. Holmes. Amen, Senior. Amen to my Northern District Bishop. Amen to my Southern District Bishop, the late. Amen, Pastor Louis Marshall. Amen to my local pastor. Amen, Pastor Mark Hogue, Lady Kalisa. Amen. We salute you in the name of the Lord. Amen. We're thanking God for you. We're praising God for you. Thanking God for each and every one. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We just can't call everybody's name, but we thank God for each and every one. But thank God for you tonight, people of God. Amen. Thank God for you tonight. Amen. You ought to give yourself a hand clap of praise. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen, for his goodness, how God has called us together, amen, to this ministry. Amen, he said, no man cometh unto the Father, amen, except God, amen, except he draw. And truly, we have been drawn, amen, to this ministry. God has drawn us to this great work. We found something good, amen, and our soul will not let it go. So we just thank God, amen, for that. Amen, we just give God praise, we give God glory. Amen. And we're going to move on. Amen. We welcome you as you're still coming in. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We hope that you have, amen, invited somebody to come. amen, and to join us, amen, in this great broadcast. This is a live recorded broadcast. At the end of the broadcast, we will give you two numbers where you can request a copy, amen, of the broadcast on tonight or any other night if you so desire. Amen. We want to get the word out. We love to get the broadcast to you. Amen. As we always say, when you get a copy, amen, don't just keep it to yourself. Amen. But send it and forward it to everybody that you know. Amen. So that everybody can hear, amen, the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Glad tidings. Amen. We bring glad tidings tonight. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we bless God. We praise God. We give him glory. We give him all the praise. We thank him for life, health, and strength. Amen. We thank God, amen, for just, amen, breathing on us. Amen. And touching our bodies and touching us, amen, with his finger of love. Amen. To rise to see another day that was not promised unto us. Amen. Tonight, people of God, amen. Our platform is set up, amen, for us to do testimony service tonight. Amen. It's been a new year. We have not heard from many of you. Amen. But we want to hear from you tonight. We want to hear your testimony. We want to hear your thanksgiving unto the Lord for allowing you to be able to, amen, cross on over into 2020. Amen. Knowing that God, amen, has been doing wonderful things in your life. Amen. He's still doing wonderful things in your life. Amen. We want to know, amen, what it is that you're looking for in this new year. What are your desires in the Lord? Amen. Are you looking to go higher in God? Are you looking for God, amen, to elevate you? Are you looking for God, amen, to enlarge your territory? Amen. We want to know what it is that you are looking and expecting, amen, in this new year. Amen. It's a new year. It's a new season. Amen. The old is behind us. Amen. And we're reaching forth. Amen. I press towards the mark. Amen. Maybe in last year you didn't accomplish everything that you so desire, but amen, God granted us a brand new year where we can reach for and go forward in the name of the Lord. So are you excited tonight about that? Amen. I am excited, amen, for what the Lord is going to do in this new year, even in my life. Amen. What he's already doing. Thank God for growth. Thank God for elevation. Thank God for a renewed mind, renewed spirit, renewed joy, and just a mind just to go, amen, in the name of the Lord. Amen. God, amen, he can do all things, amen, but fail. Amen. Your faith is what's going to make you whole tonight. You have to believe, amen, amen, believe the Lord, believe his promises that he has made unto us, and we can walk, amen, in the abundance of life that God has promised to give us. Amen. So we want you to prepare your hearts and your minds tonight. Amen. For our, amen, sanctification of the, amen, the line. Amen. As you know, amen, Psalm 66 and 18 says, amen, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. Truly, we don't want nothing standing in the way. Amen. Maybe, amen, you have a trying day. Maybe, amen, you failed the test today. Maybe, amen, you came up short today of the glory of God. Amen. But right now, you can set things back in order. Amen. You can repent. Amen. And ask God, amen, to forgive your shortcomings. And ask God to help you, amen, to overcome. Amen. And God, he's willing and just and able to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we believe him. Amen. It's just that simple. Faith and repentance. Amen. So we want to go to God in prayer tonight. Amen. That God will, amen, sanctify this line. Amen. And sanctify us. Amen. Through his word. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly God, our Father.
No longer being recorded.
Thank you for every good and perfect gift. Father God, we only thank you for this night. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for being able to come together one more time. Father God, we are gathered in your name, oh God, just to worship you. We forget about ourselves and we're concentrating on you. Oh God, just to worship you. Huh? Oh God, we lift up holy hands tonight, right where we stand, right where we are, God. Oh God, we bow down ourselves and we humble, oh God, ourselves in your presence. We bow before you this night, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you are our maker, you are our creator. Oh, God, from the ends of the earth will we cry unto thee. When our heart is overwhelmed, we pray, God, we know that you're going to lead us to the rock that is higher than I. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you've been so good to us. Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Oh, God, you healed our bodies when we were sick. Oh, God, you lift our burdens when our hearts were heavy. Oh, God, you touched us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you have given us renewed strength. Oh, God, you have given us courage to go on in your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are a great God tonight. You deserve a great praise, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you tonight, because you first loved us. Oh, God, more love to thee tonight. Lord, teach us how to love you. Teach us how to love you with all of our heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Oh, God, that's everything that's in us tonight. We want to love you all in all, God. We don't want to withhold nothing from you. Oh, God, but we give you our all tonight, God. We know that you want it all tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you want yielded vessels tonight. You want surrenderance tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we make that surrender to you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, you are our help tonight. Lord, you are our peace tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you glory tonight. We give you praise tonight. Oh, God, we lift you up, God. My hallelujah belongs to you. I thank you, Jesus, belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, every praise, God. Every praise to your name. Every praise to our God. In the name of Jesus, glory to your name tonight. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God in the highest. In the name of Jesus, we exalt you, Lord. We esteem you highly tonight. We lift you up tonight, God. Oh, God, we worship you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. You seek us such to worship you. Oh, God, and we worship you tonight with all of our heart. We will praise you, Lord, with all of our strength. We will love you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to you tonight. Oh, God, we come. You are maker tonight. You are creator. Oh, God, you're the beginning. You are the end. You're Alpha and Omega. You're the first and the last. In the name of Jesus, that's who you are tonight. Oh, God, that's who you are. Oh, God, you are the God. You are God that sits high. You are God that looks down low. You're beholding the good and the evil. In the name of Jesus, your eyes are going to and fro. In the earth, you're beholding. You're taking notice. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, you know how to deliver the godly out of temptation. You know how to move in our behalf. You know what to do. You know how to do it. And you know when to do it. Oh, God, you may not come when we think you should come. But, Lord, you always on time. You are right now, God. You are on time, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. You're never too late. But you're always on time. You come to our rescue when we need you the most. You're a very present help in the midst of trouble. And for that we say thank you. You are a provider when we don't have. In the name of Jesus, you are our shepherd. And we shall not want. We shall not lack any good thing. In the name of Jesus, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that wait on the Lord shall not want any good thing. In the name of Jesus, you provide for us day in and day out. You give us what we need. You make ways out of no way, huh? You open up doors, huh? That are closed in our face, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? That's the kind of God you are, huh? You are a loving God, huh? You're a faithful God, huh? You're faithful to that promise, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Yes, Lord, huh? Yes, Lord, huh? We say yes tonight, huh? Yes to your will, huh? Not our will, Lord, huh? Not what self wants, huh? But what you want from us, God, huh? We want to give you tonight, huh? We want to give you what you want from us, huh? Lord, huh? What would you have us to do, huh? Lord, huh? What would you have us to say, huh? Oh, God, tell us, huh? Tell us what it is that you want, huh? Oh, God, we present our bodies, huh? A living sacrifice, huh? Holy and acceptable to you, huh? Oh, God, we choose to live holy, huh? Each and every day, huh? For you are holy, huh? We choose to live right, huh? For you are righteous, huh? You're pure, huh? You're holy, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Help us, God, huh? Help us, oh, God, huh? To give you what you want tonight, huh? Oh, God, we make that total surrender to you, Lord. We surrender to your will tonight, God, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we pray, God, that you will sanctify us, huh? Oh, God, we pray that you will make us whole tonight, huh? Oh, God, keep us in the center of your will, huh? Hold us in the hollow of your hand, huh? Oh, God, we're leaning and depending on you, huh? Oh, God, we ask you to show us the way tonight, huh? Oh, God, you get the glory, God, huh? Oh, God, as we lift you up, God, huh? In song and praise, God, huh? You be glorified tonight, huh? It's all about you, Lord, huh? Oh, God, it's not about us. It's about you, Lord, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? For without you, we can do nothing, huh? And if it had not been for you, Lord, we wouldn't even be here, huh? Oh, God, we love you, God, huh? Oh, God, we want to be pleasing in your sight, huh? We want to do the things, God, huh? Oh, God, that make you happy, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, save tonight, God, huh? Heal and deliver, Lord, huh? Oh, God, set free. Oh, God, save a soul tonight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, let everything be done decently and in order to your will and to your glory, huh? Oh, God, we give you the praise tonight. Oh, God, we give you the glory. Huh? We'll sing, we'll shout. Huh? Oh, God, we'll make known your deeds among the people. Oh, God, we'll let somebody know that Jesus yet saves, huh? And that he yet lives, huh? Way down in our souls. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Father God, have your way tonight. Oh, God, you do these things for us. Huh? We give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. We give God the praise tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the power of prayer. Amen. We do know that prayer, amen, changes things. Men are to always to pray and not to faint. Amen. Prayer, amen, will fix it every time. Glory be to God. We just thank God, amen, amen, for this night once again. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you, amen, to the Prayer News Network Global, amen, where everybody is somebody. Amen. Just know that you are somebody, amen, in the sight of God. Amen. When God made you, he made you to be special. Amen. So you are special, amen, special to God. Amen, and you are special to us. Amen. We want you to know that we love you. Amen, but God loves you best. Just in case you haven't heard, or just in case nobody told you today, amen, let us be the first to tell you. Amen. From the Prayer News Network, we love you. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. Amen, but we also want to let you know that God loves you best. Amen. So we just praise God tonight. Amen. For this night. Amen. Thank God. Amen. The Lord's been blessing us. Even on, amen, this Prayer News Network. Amen. Prayer line. Amen. Somebody said it's more than a prayer line. But prayer is the basic foundation. Amen. We can't do nothing without prayer. Amen. But a long prayer. Amen. After they prayed, they gave thanks. Ha! Glory to God. Amen. See, they go hand in hand. After they prayed, then they gave thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. For he is good. Amen. So we thank God, amen, tonight. Amen. For each one of you that have come to join us. Amen. And tonight, amen, we're going to open up our platform to each and every one of you that so desire. Amen. That you may come on to the platform. Amen. And give the Lord a praise, your testimony. Amen. Praise report, testimonies of victory, testimonies of, amen, deliverance, testimonies, amen, how the Lord has been blessed you on this line. Amen. How the Lord has blessed you to cross over to a new year. Whatever it is that's on your heart that, amen, you feel like you want somebody to know and to hear. Amen. We're going to open up the platform to you tonight that you may, amen, make known, amen, the wonderful works of the Lord. Amen. Amen. In your life. Amen. To other people that somebody else can take hold of faith. Amen. And say, if God could do it for them, I know he could do it for me. Amen. How many know faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God? So whatever word that proceeded out of your mouth, amen, and coming from God, it can help somebody else tonight. Amen. That's what testimonies come do. Testimonies come, amen, to stimulate somebody else's faith. Amen. To know that God is able and God can do it. Amen. So tonight, amen, our testimony, our platform is going to be open to testimony tonight. Amen. So we want you to come on, give God the praise, give God the glory, testify, don't be ashamed. Amen. You ain't got to make up nothing. You can just tell it like it is, the great things that God has done in your life. Amen. So we want you to come, amen, like popcorn. We don't want to have to pump you. We don't have to beg you to come on. Amen. We want you to be willing to give God a willing praise. Amen. A praise. Amen. We also got a song, a soloist on the line tonight. Amen. That's going to come forth and sing a solo. Amen. To us. Amen. Lord, say the same. Amen. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to get it started with our testimony. Amen. You come over. We want you to push star 6. Amen. Unmute your phone. And come on over and tell us the good things that the Lord, amen, is doing in your life and how, amen, you're grateful to have crossed over into this brand new year. Amen. So God bless you, people of God. This is your opportunity, amen, that we can hear from you tonight. Amen. Who will be first? Amen. Who will be the first witness for the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name. Oh, how excellent, how excellent is your name, Jesus, you're excellent, oh yes, you're excellent in all the earth, in all the earth, you are excellent, oh Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know that ain't the way it sounds. That ain't the way it's supposed to be sung, but that's the way I feel tonight. Jesus, you're excellent in all the earth. You're excellent. And I just give honor to Jesus Christ tonight. I thank him and praise him for his goodness. I thank him and praise him for his mercy. I thank him and praise him for his love and kindness towards me. I thank him and praise him for how he brought me over from 21 to 22. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, for looking beyond. done my faults, hallelujah, and love me unconditionally. I thank and praise him, hallelujah, for all that he has done. He has done, he has truly, truly done me well. And I thank him. I thank him and I praise him, hallelujah, for just being so good. I thank him and praise him, hallelujah, for how he healed my husband. Many of you don't know, my husband went through a bad ordeal around, I think it was in November, hallelujah. He had a bad accident, hallelujah, years ago, but he'd been having problems with his neck and shoulder. And he went to the doctor, hallelujah, Jesus, and the doctor gave him some medicine. I think it was Tylenol 800 with codeine. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got in the nurses on the line. You know that sometimes Tylenol will go against your body. And the first week that he took the Tylenol, hallelujah, Jesus, he began to itch, and we went and got Benadryl. But the second week, he began to burn all over his body. People of God, let me tell you, he was burnt all over his body. I'm talking about he should have been in the burn center. And we went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh, yeah, it's the allergic reaction of the Tylenol. And we began to just put medicine on him, hallelujah, and he began to have trouble with his eyes. And the Holy Ghost said, take away the Tylenol, take away the medicine. It's the medicine. And it took me back to where my daughter aunt died from that years ago because she was burnt from the inside out. And then I had a niece that they gave up. She was about 12 years old, and she burnt from the inside out from the Tylenol. But I thank and praise God for the Holy Ghost bringing that back to my mind, hallelujah. And we begin to go back to the doctor. We have to go to the eye doctor. And it's just been a battle from November up to right now. His skin, every bit of his skin come out of his hands, off and up under his feet, off and on his arms, and it was just horrible. And I had to see about him. I had to cut away the dead skin. It was just awful. But God, I thank God that it didn't burn him from the inside, because the inside is a delicate thing. But I thank and praise God for how he shielded and protect my husband, how the blood, by me praying, hallelujah, Jesus, by me going before the Lord, asking him to have mercy on him. I'm telling you, people of God, God worked a miracle in this man's life. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, we ain't talking about just the peeling. We talking about every bit of his skin come off. He had to grow. He's beginning to grow new skin on him. And he's still having problems with his feet because it's so tender to walk on. But I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for being with me, just giving me the knowledge and giving me the strength to go through it with him, giving me the strength to see by him, giving me the strength to bear this. I thank and praise God because God is a doctor. He's a healer. He's everything we need him to be. He is everything to me. He's everything to me. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for how he kept my husband and didn't let it get as bad as it could have been. And I praise God, hallelujah, for being a doctor in the sick room, hallelujah. I thank and praise him, hallelujah, for this year going to be a better year, hallelujah, for all of us. I'm not complaining about last year, but I thank and praise him, hallelujah, for this year is going to be better. This year is going to be a year of salvation. It's going to be a year of deliverance. It's going to be a year of young people coming to Christ. It's going to be a year of old people coming to Christ. It's going to be a year that I'm going to be involved to lead people to Christ this year. I just thank and praise God, hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the Lord is going to do. I'm excited to know that he's not a God of failure. He's a God of miracles. He's a God of everything. I just praise him. I am very excited tonight. I'm very excited about what the Lord is getting ready to do. I thank him. I praise him for how he has taken me higher in him since I've been on the prayer line. I thank him for how he has brought potentials out of me that I didn't even know I had. I thank and praise him, hallelujah, for how he, I want him to use me, hallelujah, greater than what he has. Hallelujah, Jesus, is something that I have done that I would never thought I would ever do in him. And I thank him. I praise him. I glorify him. I lift him up. I am available. Your song said, Lord, I'm available to you. I am available to the Lord tonight, hallelujah. And I sung a song, hallelujah, I'll be a witness for the Lord, a sanctified witness, a Holy Ghost witness. I'll be a witness for the Lord. And I just thank and praise God tonight, hallelujah, for the night of revival, the two nights we had, hallelujah, last week, hallelujah, how the Lord just came and blessed my soul, hallelujah, how I was able to carry some and call on the name of Jesus. I just thank him. I praise him. I glorify him. I lift him up tonight. And truly, I am excited. And it's all about Jesus tonight. And I just ask every one of you that know the word of prayer that can get a prayer through, continue to pray for Sister Fan as she continue to pray for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, people of God. Open your mouth and praise him. Come on. Let's bless God. Amen. The Bible says, rejoice with them that do rejoice. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for his healing hand. Amen. The hands of Jesus, they are healing hands. Amen. We praise God. Amen. For that beautiful testimony of victory. Amen. Of determination. Amen. From, amen, missionary Dorothy Fan. Amen. One of our prayer warriors. Amen. We're rejoicing with you. We thank God for that. Amen. Testimony of healing. Amen. How God is blessing you and your family, your husband. Truly can't nobody do it but God. Amen. The wisdom of God. Amen. That God will even give us wisdom what to do in different situations. Amen. All we got to do is hear the instructions of the Lord, and the Lord, he will lead us in the right path. Amen. And things will work out just fine. So we praise God. Amen. For that testimony coming through. Amen. Missionary Dorothy Fan. Amen. Very willing. Always willing. Amen. To lend a helping hand. Amen. Always. Amen. Breaking the ice. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For you, woman of God. Amen. We're yet praying for you. Amen. Your strength in the Lord. Amen. That God will take you. Amen. To great places. In him. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Any other testimony at this time? Now is your time. Amen. Who will be next?
Praise the Lord.
Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
I will bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy, holy name. For he has done great things. He has done great things, for he has done great things. Bless his holy, holy name. Praise the Lord, everybody. I thank and praise the Lord for being here. I thank and praise the Lord for life, health, and strength. I thank and praise the Lord for making it to 2022. I thank and praise the Lord for how he has kept my family. I thank and praise the Lord for peeing in. I thank and praise the Lord for all he's doing in my life. I thank and praise the Lord for how he has kept me and my family, how me and my sister. There was my sister and my brother, they were, and my little four-year-old son, they were stricken with that old COVID thing, you know, and me and my sister Dorothy, we had to take my brother Jimmy to the hospital, and we didn't know he had COVID, but this was once again that we was in the midst of that But the Lord kept us. He shielded us and kept us in Jesus' name without us getting it, you know. It just shows us the strength of Jesus, and I just thank and praise him for it. And I also want to say I thank and praise the Lord for how he is doing great things in my life. I thank and praise the Lord for how, you know, the COVID thing, how we was in the midst of my brother being in COVID, and we didn't even know it until they came back in and told us about he had COVID, you know. And both of us, me and my sister, looked at each other, you know, and we were just, afterwards, we were just thanking God that how he kept us and stuff, you know. And also, it just came back to us, to me again, on a dream that the Lord gave me, you know, how we was outside and we was having an event, and these dogs came out of nowhere. You know, this is part of my testimony for the COVID thing, how these dogs came out of nowhere and told everybody, they said, come on, y'all, we got to get in, we got to get in. So we went in the house, and the dog was still trying to get to us, so somebody threw me a gun. And I was shooting at the dogs, but the bullets wasn't touching them. I was shooting, and I know the bullets were going through them, but the bullets wasn't touching them, though. So we got quiet, and after a while, the dogs went on about their business. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. The dogs went on about their business, and later on, after everything got quiet, we decided to go. I said, I'm fixing to go now. I thought that was my son walking up the road, and I said, I'm going with my son while I got somebody to walk with me because it was at night. So the closer I got to the person, I realized that's not my son. It wasn't my son. It was somebody dressed in black. It was some dressed in all black. And the closer I got to him, I said, that's not my son. And then it turned into a woman. And I looked up the road and I saw them dogs again, and I said, no, I'm going back. I took off running, and the dogs saw me and they was chasing me again, and I got to the yard, but I couldn't. The furthest I could make it was in the yard, and it was like this. I know it ain't like, it was the spirit of the Lord. The Lord just took me and lifted me up because them dogs was going to get me, and then the spirit of the Lord lifted me up in the air away from them dogs, and I caught onto a limb, a branch up there, and I could look down at the dogs, but I could still feel the spirit of the Lord holding me up away from them dogs, you know. And it all come back to me of how we're not fighting against, that's why the bullets wasn't hitting them dogs, because we're fighting against evil spirits and some stuff that we got to use the word of the Lord on. We got to pray, we got to fast, we got to do what we need to do to stay strong in the Lord, because it's some stuff that we got to fight with the Lord instead of, we can't just use bullets for everything. We got to use the Lord, you know. We got to use the word of the Lord. We got to stay prayed up and stay strong in him in order to be able to make it, because we're not just we're fighting against spirits, evil spirits and stuff. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's what that's one of the reasons we come back to me to say that how the Lord kept us even in the midst of all this epidemic stuff that's going on, how the Lord kept and shielded us and protected us and kept us through all that there. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I praise you. I appreciate you. I glorify your name. And I ask each and every one that know the words of prayer to pray for me and my family, that we will also be able to make it through 2022, because we're not looking back. I'm not looking back. I'm going forward. I'm going forward in the Lord. I'm going to keep running on in the Lord, because I know that's what it's going to take for us to make it. We got to stay in the Lord. I glorify your name. I praise you. I appreciate you. I love you in the name of Jesus. I ask each and every one to pray for us that we will be the children of God that he is looking for in these days. I thank you and I praise you and I appreciate you. I love you. I glorify your name. I love you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I glorify your name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I glorify you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Give him the praise. Come on, give him the praise, people, God.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give him the praise. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
you,
is our
Lord.
Weapon. Glory be to God.
Thank
what
you,
a mighty God
you,
we serve. What
thank
a mighty
you,
God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. God has a blessing for you. God has a blessing for you. Reach up and grab it. Satan, you can't have it. God has a blessing for you. Oh, God has a blessing for you. God has a blessing for you. Reach up and grab it. Satan, you can't have it. God has a blessing for you. One more time. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Isn't God wonderful tonight? Isn't God wonderful tonight? Amen. We serve a mighty God. Truly, he is a mighty God. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. We thank God for that beautiful testimony coming through Sister Kathy Brown. Amen. Thank God for that testimony. And God will show you things in dreams. Amen. God will show you things even through dreams. Amen. But we got to be able to, even while we're asleep, we still got to be able to hear the, amen, the spirit and know the spirit of God and what God is trying to say to us. Amen. And I praise God, amen, for that testimony. Amen. It took my mind back to a dream that I had myself just, amen, the other night. Amen. So I thank God, amen. It reminded me. Amen, of the dream that I had the other night. And I was like, Lord, you are showing me great and mighty things that we know not of. Amen. So we give God the praise. We give God the glory. Amen. And tonight, amen, we do have a soulmate on the line. Amen. That's going to come. Amen. And amen. Warm our hearts with, amen, a solo tonight. Amen. So we're going to ask Sister Kaija Jackson. Amen. She will push *6. Amen. Unmute and come on over to the platform. Amen, and bless us with a solo tonight. To the Kaija Jackson, God bless you. Amen, glory, amen. God bless you, to Kaija. Are you still there? Amen, we don't know what happened. Amen, she was on the line. Amen, all right, there you go. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless.
All right, platform is yours.
In the land of God, holy is the Lamb, holy in the land. He is worthy to
Amen. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Nobody else was worthy. Nobody else could do it. But behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He is worthy to be praised. And truly the Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. We thank God for that beautiful, beautiful, amen, selection. Amen. Solo coming through to the Kaija Jackson. Amen. Out of Camden, New Jersey. Amen. We thank you, amen, for your willingness. Amen. To bless us with that beautiful, amen, solo tonight. Amen. And truly it sums it all up. Truly God, the Lamb of God, is worthy to be praised. Amen. And that's what we come to do tonight. We come to praise him. We come to bless his holy name. Amen. My soul shall boast in the Lord. Amen. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Amen. That's what we come to do. Amen. Is to talk, amen, of his wondrous works. So we thank you, amen, Sister Kaija, for that beautiful selection. Amen. We, amen, pray blessings over you. Amen, that God will carry your singing ministry, amen, far and beyond. Amen, that God will open up doors for you, that he will bring you before great men, that you can minister in song. Amen, amen, that God will make possible for you. Amen, God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen, we just praise God tonight. Amen, do we have any other testimonies tonight? Amen. I know somebody else out there got, amen, something they want to say. Amen. Tell us, amen. We want to hear a burning testimony tonight. Amen. God's goodness. He let you live another year. Amen. Everybody ought to thank God for a brand new year. Amen. New mercies every morning. Great is our faithfulness. Amen. Who will be next to tell it tonight? Amen. God bless you. Glory be to God. Anybody? Nobody else want to give God praise? Nobody want to give God thanks? Amen. Anyone? Glory be to God. Amen. We're not going to, amen. We're not going to pump. We're not going to beg. Amen. We're giving you opportunity tonight. This is your opportunity. Amen. We want to hear from you tonight. Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Mary. I'd just like to thank the Lord for being with us and blessing us and keeping us through the year 2021. And I had contracted COVID in 2021, but he healed me from it as well as other members of my family. And he has let us cross over to another year. And I just give him honor, glory, and praise. And I just pray that I have a closer walk with him and that I can get in position to be a use for his glory and to be a light for others. And I ask that each of you to know the power of prayer, to pray for my strength in the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you. Amen. See, that's all God wants. God wants us to come back and just say thank you. Amen. Out of all that he has done, he just wants a simple thank you. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you, Sister Mary. Amen. That was a beautiful testimony to let us know what God has done in your life and what he's yet going to do in the life of you and your family. Thank God, amen, for healing you of COVID, because everybody can't say that. But thank God, amen, you're still here, amen, to be a testimony. Amen. I praise God, amen. It's a blessing. Amen. God is just so good to us. His healing power, amen, his faithfulness to us, amen. Amen. We got so much to thank God for. We want to be just like that one leper that came back to tell the Lord, thank you for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for delivering me. Amen. That's all God wants tonight. He wants, amen, to hear our gratitude. He wants to know that we are grateful and that we are thankful unto him. Amen. Thank you, amen, Sister Mary Priest. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We will continue, amen, to keep you lifted up in prayer. Amen. You and your family. God bless you. Amen. Any other testimony tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in tonight because I want to give God the praise for living and being able to say that I made it over and I came over to 2022. Like Sister Mary, I went through a lot starting back in 2019, but God brought me through everything, all of it. And I thank God for PNN, because listening to PNN, I have gained so much more wisdom and knowledge about the Bible, and it's like being in revival every night. When I'm listening, I'm excited to come on and hear what God has to say to us. As I feel like he's opening up a book for us and letting us know that what he desires of us. And I just praise God for that tonight. Because people around me now, they know when it comes time for PNN, I don't have no word for them because I'm listening to PNN. And they now call and say, pray for this, and I want you to pray for that. Even friends from not even the town that I live in, they would ask that, well, I solicited prayer for them. So I just praise God that they know that there's someone out there, not speaking of myself, but the corporate prayer, PNN, that we can get a prayer through to God, and God's will be done in their life. But most of all, I thank God for the saving of the people that came in and the people that has to take a good look at their souls and say, I got to get it right. And this is what God is doing. God is telling us, get it right now, because we see all the signs. So you all pray much with Sister Betty.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Betty. Amen. Can somebody just give the Lord some praise right now? Hallelujah. Are we rejoicing with them that do rejoice? Come on, let's give the Lord some praise right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If it had not been for the Lord, amen, who was on our side, now may Israel say, glory be to God. We praise God tonight. We thank God, amen, for, amen, that testimony. Amen. Come to Sister Betty. Amen. And one thing about it, we are a light in a dark world. Amen. That's what God has called us to be a light in a dark world. It's dark out there. It's dark all around. But God has placed us to be light, so that men, amen, can see the light and they can find their way home. Somebody may be down in the valley trying to get home. And when they see your light, they can follow your light to Christ and they can find their way back home. And that's what it's all about. We are the light of the world. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for that testimony. Amen. Come to Sister Betty. Amen. Thank God for many of you. Amen. I know many of your voices. Some I may not, but many of your voices I know, because why? You're faithful listeners. Amen. You're faithful. Amen. To this broadcast. You're faithful. Amen. You support this broadcast. Amen. Night after night. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. For that. Amen. Where God has begun to connect us in the spirit. We may not have laid eyes on each other physically, But the spirit knows. The spirit knows who you are, and the spirit can identify you. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for the Betty, for all the other saints that have come forth thus far. Amen. We're enjoying, amen. I'm enjoying the hearing the goodness of the Lord. Amen. How the Lord has healed many of them. I thank God, amen, how the Lord is a healer. Amen. How that, amen, I have not, amen, contracted the COVID. Thank the Lord, and I give God praise. Amen. But just this week, amen, just this week, Friday, amen, I began to come down with the flu. Amen. And I thought it was COVID. Amen. I was experiencing the symptoms. Amen. I was experiencing the headache. Amen. My body was hurting, aching all over. Amen. I was experiencing the nausea, being nauseated. Amen. Just feeling bad. Amen. I came home from work Friday. Amen. I was feeling so bad, too. I had to leave work Friday. Amen. I came home, and I just got in the bed, and I just laid down, and my body was aching so bad, and amen, and I just, like, was just saying, well, I'm having symptoms, but I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure if it's COVID or if it, what it is. But I didn't think it was COVID. I just kept saying to myself, I don't believe it's COVID. Amen, and I took a couple tests. Amen, I took a couple COVID tests, and amen, my test came back negative, but I was still having the symptoms, and I was just, amen, as time was going by, I was feeling worse and worse. And I just went getting to go to my supervisor. I was like, look, I'm feeling bad. I was like, I'm having symptoms. I got the chills. And, you know, I just need to go home because I'm not feeling good right now. Amen. But I'm getting to speak out of my mouth. I said, but I don't think it's COVID. I said, it could be the flu. But I praise God. Amen. I came home. Amen. Friday. Amen. I just laid down. Amen. I had no desire to eat. I still had my taste buds. I still had my smell, but I had no desire to eat because everything even seemed like I was just going to just, you know, bring it back up. I wouldn't be able to. I was feeling so nauseated in my stomach. But I praise God, amen, as I began to just rest and just lay there, my body aching. Amen. That night, Friday night, I had to speak. Amen. But I tell you, amen, amen, when it was time for me to speak, amen, that's why you kept hearing me, I mean, like kind of coughing because, amen, my body, amen, was, you know, I was experiencing, amen, different things in my body at that time. Amen. I began to, you know, as I was starting to speak, I was like coughing and stuff like that. I don't know if any of you recognize it. And I began to just ask you to pray for my voice. Amen. But I thank God, amen. Amen. The anointing of God came in, and I tell you, amen, I didn't know any symptoms were, amen, even present because the anointing of God began to overshadow. And I praise God, amen, after I got off the phone, amen, I was under the anointing. Amen, I went to bed, but when I woke up in the morning, amen, I still had a little bit of symptoms. Amen, it wasn't as bad, but I was still having some symptoms. Amen, but I began to just reach out and get to call my pastor and let my pastor know, hey, I'm having some symptoms. I'm not sure. I said, I don't believe it's COVID. I said, I've been taking COVID tests, and they've been coming up negative. I said, but I'm having symptoms. Amen. And we begin to just go in prayer. We begin to pray, and I begin to believe God. I said, Lord, I believe you. I said, Lord, my life is in your hand. I said, even if it is COVID, I still believe you, Lord. My life is in your hand. Amen. I know the enemy's mad. The enemy, he sends attacks. Amen. But I praise God. God began to heal my body. Amen. And God began to restore me. Amen. I began to just say, it wasn't nothing but a touch of the flu. But I give God the praise. I give God the glory because God, he is a healer. Amen. It doesn't matter. Amen. Other things, amen, could be, amen, detrimental to our health and our body. Amen. But God, amen, he is a healer for both body and soul. So I just want to give God praise for that. Amen. For healing me. Amen. Even though the flu just on this weekend, God began to touch my body because I was feeling pretty bad. Hallelujah. But God began to touch my body and began to restore my health. And tonight I feel all right. Amen. I feel like going on. In the name of the Lord. Amen. So we don't want to prolong the time, but anyone else want to testify? Amen. And give God the praise. Now is your opportunity. Anyone else? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I said, if not, amen, we don't want to beg you. We don't want to drag you to do it. We want you to do it willingly. God is looking for willing vessels. Amen, to just give him glory and just to give him thanks. This is another opportunity for you to give God praise. and to give him glory. Amen. Any of our bodies on the line that want to give God praise, amen. Any of our prayer warriors, amen, on the line, and you want to be a witness for the Lord, amen. Now is your time. Amen. Before we break.
Muted.
Glory be to God. Amen. It's like somebody's trying to come over.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
We have three people on the line, looks like.
Amen. Who will be first? Who will be first?
Praise the Lord. Take your phone off of mute. There you go.
Which one?
Evangelist Barnes.
Praise him.
All right.
There you are. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Amen. We are so grateful, amen, to be here tonight. Amen. Enjoying tonight. Praise God. Amen. Wasn't going to say anything, but just rejoicing, amen, and getting happy over the testimonies that we have heard. Amen. Amen. But we thank the Lord, amen, for letting us see a brand new year. Amen. 2022. Thanking the Lord, amen. If you're talking about COVID, amen. We praise the Lord, amen, for how the Lord healed my family, praise God, me and my husband at the same time, praise God, having COVID, amen. So this year, praise God, amen, we can thank God, amen, to say we made it this year. Glory to God, amen. And just the Lord has just been so good, amen, and just blessed us, amen, in so many ways to, amen, to ways that we just can't describe it, but the Lord has really been good to us, and we praise the Lord for the PNN Prayer News Network, amen, because it definitely, praise God, has been strength to me and my family, praise God, and yet still being strength, amen. We love PNN, praise God, amen. Even got the children, amen, calling in, and we thank God because they realize, amen, prayer works, amen. So we thank the Lord tonight, amen. I just say that I love you. I appreciate you, praise God, amen. I was going to try to sing the song, amen. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day, amen. But, Lord, I want you to plant my feet on higher ground, amen. I'm looking to go higher, praising God, amen, that you to continue to pray for my family, praising God, amen, that you to pray for my son, praise God, amen, who was tested, amen, positive, amen, today with COVID, amen. But we know that God is able, amen, and we ask them, praise God, amen, share with them yesterday at the church, amen, it's only a test that we're going through, amen. So we just keep the faith that Prayer News Network, just keep on rolling, praise God, amen, and I thank God for my PNN family, praising God, amen, I love you and I appreciate you, and thank God, amen, for bringing us over to year 2022, amen, glory to God, so thank God, amen, thank you, amen, Minister Emmanuel.
Amen, come on and bless the Lord tonight, come on and bless him, amen, give the Lord some praise, people of God. Amen. Give the Lord the praise tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the great things that he has done. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For that. Amen. Beautiful testimony. Amen. Coming through. Amen. Evangelist Diane Bond. Amen. Our other co-host. Amen. Thank God for the woman of God and the beautiful testimony, giving God praise, how that God brought her and her family through. Amen. COVID, through sickness, her family. Amen. God is just so good to us. Amen. God is good to Israel. Oh, yes, he is. He's good to Israel. Amen. My testimony may not be your testimony. Your testimony may not be somebody else's testimony, but we all have a testimony. We all are a testimony. We're still here. We're still alive. Amen. That's enough right there to testify and give God the praise and the glory. Amen. I'm certain that we all have been through something. Amen, devastating in our lives at one point in time or another. Amen, but God has saw us through. When we didn't think we were going to make it, when we didn't think that we were going to overcome it, amen, the Lord, he helped us. Amen, and thank God for this Prayer News Network, this line that God has made available where we could come to gain strength. Amen, like Evangelist Bradley began to say, amen, at the initial starting out, you cannot come to this line every night and remain the same. Amen. Nothing's going to remain the same. Your faith ain't going to stay at the same level. Amen. Your faith is going to increase. Amen. Your joy is going to improve. Amen. Your peace of mind is going to come together. Amen. When you come in the name of the Lord. And I tell you, this prayer line has been a blessing to me every night. It has become part of my life. Amen. It's just automatically in my schedule. Amen. Like somebody said, when people know when they met prayer time, now they know not to bother me. Amen. They know not to bother me. They know not to call me on the phone. They know, amen, if I'm on the phone before prayer time, they know it's time to let me off the phone because it's my time to give to God. Amen. So I appreciate, amen, the Prayer News Network. Amen. And I do have my personal time with the Lord as well. But I tell you, this is time that's set aside, amen, where we believers come together and we gather in his name. And I just be excited to hear what's going to come forth that night. Amen. Because I know that God has something every night prepared for us. Everything that God does, amen, is for us. It's to help us to get through the next day, even to get through, amen, that moment. Amen. Sometimes we get on the line, we're going through things. Sometimes we may have burdens. Sometimes, amen, sickness may be ailing our body. But when we can hear, amen, the word of faith, amen, God just does something for us. God just moves for us. I can remember times I've been on the line and I was feeling different ways. I felt maybe kind of down or maybe I didn't feel so good, but I heard some faith coming by hearing. I heard, and I connected it to the word, and I connected it to my faith. And Lord knows I didn't get off that line the same way I got on. Amen. I felt inspired. I felt encouraged. Amen. I felt even time where, amen, the Lord began to just break my heart up in tears, began to just roll down my face right while the word of God is going forth, right while the preacher's preaching. God began to come in and just touch my heart. He touched me where I need to be touched. Amen. Can't nobody touch you like God. Can nobody touch you like God? Amen. God can make a grown man cry. Glory be to God. But I tell you, it's so wonderful. It's so amazing. Amen. And I'm just so grateful. Amen. For what God has done. Amen. I'm going to say this, and amen. Many times when Evangelist Bradley, these things Evangelist Bradley said from the get-go of this prayer line, she always said, send out that group text. Send out that group text. Well, the first go-around of the first 21 days, Evangelist Bradley was sending out that group text. I was in that group text. Lord knows I wasn't responding. But after a while, by and by, she didn't give up. She didn't give up with that group text. Every night I would get that group text. Amen. Maybe I'll be doing something already. Maybe I'll be out, amen, out and about doing something. Amen. Amen. Sometimes maybe I'll be home. Amen. The group text will come. Amen. But by and by, amen, shortly after, amen, the beginning of this prayer line, God began to get a hook in me. Amen. He hooked me. Amen. And I've been drawing. And I've been here ever since. Amen. Praise God. So no man cometh unto the Father except God drawing, except Jesus drawing. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for the drawing. God drew us to this line, people, God. I want you to know God drew you to this prayer line. Amen. Because you could have said there's so many other things you could be doing, but God drew you with his love because he wanted perfecting you. Amen. That which he had started. Amen. So we praise God. Amen. Do we have, amen, I believe we have a couple other calls on the line that wanted to testify.
I think there was one on up, man.
Unmuted.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to give thanks tonight for the PNN Network. This is Sister Gail. Minister Hugg. I'd get that group text, and she would text, and then one night I decided to do the same thing, and I've been hanging around ever since. I just thank the Lord for the PNN. It has been a stabilizer in my life. It has been a drawing effect to everybody that tunes in. And I just thank the Lord for the lifeline. Say, just sang the song, throw out the lifeline. Throw out the lifeline. It throws out the lifeline. And if you're thinking, hallelujah, grab hold to it in the name of Jesus. I mean, it is a stabilizer in people's lives. And I thought about it when we first came on this morning at testify. I said, well, you know, I thank the Lord for everything that the COVID is, whatever. And, You know, every time you turn around, it's sickness over here, it's death over there. But God has kept us, and he has made us a family through the PNN network. And then I thought about the scripture when you came on and you said it was testimony service. Hebrews 12:2 says, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And I think about for 2022, our theme ought to be, God, you already done wrote the book. Hallelujah. You've already wrote the book. And whatever character you want me to play, whatever chapter in my life that I'm in, God, give me direction. Start the cameras to roll and show me my role in that I may be able to walk therein where you are calling me to so that I can finish. And be when I finish, God, you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's it.
Yes,
that's
Lord,
it.
Yes.
That's it. That's
yes,
it.
Lord.
That's the thing. That's the thing. That should be our thing. That we shall haunt, we shall shout it, give it. Where are you? Where are you in the chapter that God has given you? He's written a book. Ask him what character I need. Ask him where I am. Ask him where I need to be. God, meet me. Show me where what I need to be doing to help you, help you to finish out my mind and hit it faithfully in the name of Jesus. God, help me.
Yeah.
Give me direction. Take the scales off of my eyes that I may see me. It's not my brother. It's not my sister, but it's me standing in the need, asking for direction.
Yes.
Showing me what to do. What's my next step? God, I accept it. Show me. Show me. Came on to say, and I thank you, PNN, for the part that you have brought me to in my life. I'm doing some things that I never thought I would do, but I'm doing them. And Evangelist Bradley, she's not going to leave you alone now. What you doing? I need you to do this. That's it. So I thank the Lord for the PNN family. I thank the Lord for the network. I thank the Lord for the love that has been shown on the PNN network. And all those that know the word of prayer, pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We enjoyed, amen, that beautiful, beautiful testimony, amen, coming through Evangelist Gale. Amen. It's always a blessing, amen, to hear you. Amen. When I don't hear from my mom, I'm like, where's the Gale at? Where's she at? Amen. But I tell you, it's a blessing, people of God. Amen. We are so blessed. We are a blessed people. Yes, amen. Yes. We are a blessed people. Amen. And we ought to confess it out of our mouth that I am blessed. Amen. Regardless of what anybody else think, I'm blessed. And like she said, God has already wrote the book. God has already wrote the story. Amen. All we got to do is carry it out. Amen. Fulfill it. Amen. And whatever it is that God wants us to do, amen. Lord, I'm willing. Amen, just to do it. Amen. So we praise God tonight, amen, for you, Evangelist Gale. Amen. We always, amen, enjoy your words. Amen. God, amen, has blessed you. Amen. I remember testimonies that you have told earlier, amen, during these prayer line times. And, amen, they were really powerful. Amen. And they stuck with me. Amen. To see that God's handwork is, amen, amongst his people, how God brought us through so many things that, amen, who wouldn't give God the praise? Who wouldn't give God the glory? Amen. He is so awesome. We serve an awesome God. Amen. So people of God, amen, we got so much to thank God for. Don't ever feel like you ain't got nothing to thank God for, because you do. You got so much to thank God for, even if it ain't nothing but waking you up this morning. Don't you know how many people didn't wake up this morning? Amen. Don't you know how many people didn't, amen, cross over to this new year? Amen. But thank God, amen, you and I, we're still here. Amen. To give God the praise and give God glory. Amen. Anyone else? I know we got more people on the line. I know we got more faithful listeners on the line that are sitting back in the cut. Amen. But, amen, we want you to just come on. Be a part of this program. Be a part of this broadcast. Amen. Amen. Make your voice known. Tell, amen, the goodness of the Lord. Just say thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Glory
everybody.
Be to God.
Praise the Lord. Amen, Evangelist Emmanuel. God bless you. I just thank God
for Jesus. I thank God for Evangelist Brandon. I thank God for Evangelist Emmanuel. I thank God for Evangelist Bond, Evangelist Booker, Evangelist Gale, Missionary Van. I just thank God for everybody, amen, who have been encouraging in my life on the PNN and that keeps me pushed, amen. Because so many times going through so many different things, amen, I want to quit. Amen. Get a little rough and get mighty tough. I want to just throw in the towel. But I thank God for the push and the encouragement that I get on PNN. It's just like the scripture, amen, we need one another. And on PNN, that's just what we get. We get encouragement from one another, and we get in love from one another. You know, people's love don't wax cold. And you can't have found true love anymore. But when you come to the PNN, and one thing about it, we love for real because we don't see each other physically, but we see you spiritually. And PNN have just really brought me to the forefront. And, man, like I said, when you're going facing a lot of trials, all different type of trials, amen, you just want to quit, just want to throw in the towel and just give it up. But I thank God for the PNN, Evangelist Bradley, amen, that keeps me encouraged. She's going to push you. Whatever in you, she's going to push it out you. Amen. I thank God how I have heard how everybody on the line has grown. Amen. And that's another thing we can thank God for because we do pray one for the other. Amen. And don't nobody else pray, but we pray one for the other. And we pray for the line. Amen. We pray for the people that come on the line. So I just thank God for the PNN family as we are a family. Amen. Well, here, I think about what you said. Everybody is somebody. So don't think that you are not nobody. Amen. When God made us, he put himself in all of us. And so guess what? Everything he made, he said was good and very good. And guess what? Psalms 139, verse 14 says what? We're willfully and fearfully made. When he made each one of us, he broke the mold. Amen. But he knew that we all are part of one body. Everybody got different parts, amen, because there's different parts in the body. And I do thank God for PNN. We do have a place to meet. Amen. A lot of us don't have church home per se, but we have a place that we can come and worship the Lord together. We are growing together. We are lifting the name of Jesus together. And guess what? We are learning together. Amen. So I think about the scripture too. 2 Peter 3:18 said what? Keep growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that's what the PNN is to me. I love PNN. I love everybody on the line. And I just thank you all for the push, the encouragement, and the love that I receive on the line. Thank you. Thank you. God bless all of you. God bless. Back in your hands. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Other Packer. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For your testimony. Amen. Thank God for you being a part of this Prayer News Network. Amen. She's one of our prayer warriors. Amen. She's always willing. Amen. To do what she can for the kingdom of God. Amen. This is what God wants. God wants willing vessels. Amen. He don't want to have to prime us. He don't want to have to beg us. Amen. Like Sister Gail said, just, amen, find your place and play your role. Just do your part. Amen. And you will see God blessing you abundantly. God opening up doors. Amen. Amen. Because you didn't bury your talent. Amen. You didn't hide your talent. Amen. But you used what you had, and God began to increase and give you more. Amen. Won't he do it? Oh, yes, he will. He has already done it. Amen. So we just praise God tonight. We thank God for every testimony. Amen. This is what we're here for. We're here to be arm bearers. Amen. One to another. Amen. Ye then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please yourself. And truly the woman of God, amen, she's definitely not out to please herself. Because, amen, almost 2 years now, every night, amen, the average person wouldn't be able to do it. They'd be like, it's too much for me. Amen. But thank God for the woman of God. Amen. Make the sacrifice to make sure that this prayer line is carried on and carried out to the fullest. Amen. And we come to give God all. Amen. We're not trying to cut any corners. We're not trying to shortchange God. But we made a vow to the Lord. Amen. And we're trying to fulfill our vow. Amen unto the Lord. Amen. So we just praise God for this night. Amen. I have truly and definitely enjoyed every testimony. Definitely enjoyed, amen, the songs, the solo. Amen. Coming through our young sister. Amen. God is good. Amen. We got some more back in the cuts back there. Amen. Amen. A couple I know. Amen. Amen. They call their names. They're faithful listeners. Amen. But they sit quietly. But when we need them, amen, they're right there. Amen. I don't know if Sister Sheila Jones is on the line. Amen. But I want to hear from Sister Sheila Jones if she's on tonight. She's normally on every night, most of the night. Sister Sheila Jones, mm-hmm. she sometimes comes on and sings, amen, solos for us. Amen. If she's available, amen, we want to hear some words from her tonight. Amen. Sister Sheila Jones.
And press star 6.
Amen. Press star 6 and unmute. We want to hear from you tonight, Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. You've been a blessing to this prayer line as well. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
God bless you. God bless you. There you go.
God bless. God bless everyone. And I thank God for you, Minister Emmanuel, Evangelist Bradley, and the entire PNN Global family. You've certainly
yes.
been a blessing to me, and I thank God for you. And Minister Emmanuel was saying something tonight, I believe, about being hooked. And I can agree with that. I thank,
thank
you,
the Lord,
for this prayer line, and I look forward to it when possible to listen in. And I come with a mind to receive something from the Lord. As Evangelist
yes.
Bradley say, come with a determination, in other words. Come, you know, looking for something from the Lord and you'll receive it. And
mm-hmm.
this is, it's certainly been a blessing to me. And I thank God for you. And anytime I'm available to listen, I'm willing. I don't come
yes.
grudgingly or nobody's making me do it. But I thank the Lord because I come willingly, and it's a blessing. And I've been touched through the word
thank
of God,
the
through the songs, through the testimonies. It's been an encouragement, and I look forward to it, and I encourage you all to go on and do what the Lord would have you to do. It's not in vain. It's definitely not in vain because many, many souls have been touched, have been blessed, and are yet to be blessed and to be saved. And that's the main purpose. To be saved and to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to be ready when the Lord calls our name. And I love you, and I want you to keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless. Can we say praise the Lord, everybody? Can we say praise the Lord? Amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, Sister Sheila Jones, amen, for her obedience, amen, to come on over on the broadcast and, amen, have some few words, give God thanks, amen. Like I said, she's a faithful listener, amen. I thank God for her. She's been in my life ever since I've been born, amen, and I watched it down through the years, served the Lord, amen. She's the minister of music, amen, and she has been for years doing it faithfully unto the Lord. Amen. And she comes on this prayer line whenever we need her. Amen. Whenever we call her, amen, all means possible. Amen. She comes willingly, amen, to aid us and assist us, amen, when called on. So we appreciate you, amen, Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. We thank God for you. And thank God, amen, you're hooked. Amen. We're glad that God hooked you. Amen, because this line is truly a blessing to so many people. Amen. It's not about fame. It's not about fortune. Not about recognition, name, call, all like that. But it's about the glory of God being fulfilled in our lives. Amen. And God made it possible through one person's obedience. Amen. And like Benny Bradley said, she didn't know the outcome, what the outcome was going to be. She just thought it was going to be, hey, 21 days, I do what God say do, and I'm going to be done. And amen, go on. But the Lord said, continue. Amen. Tonight, this is what God is saying to us. Continue. Amen. Don't start seeking the Lord for 21 days and then stop. Continue. On and on. This is an ongoing thing. Seek the Lord. Seek the face of God. Amen. Seek the presence of God. Seek the very essence of God. Get to know God, who he is, in the power of his suffering, in the power of his resurrection. Paul said that I may know him. Glory be to God, that I may get to know him Amen. I just want to know him in every area, amen, of my life that I may get to know him. Amen. So I tell you, let's continue on, people, God. Let's do what God say do. Amen. We have certainly enjoyed this night. Amen. We don't want to cut anyone off. Amen. But we want you, amen, to make yourself known if you want to have something to say before we do bring it to a close. Amen. And we did forget to mention to our, amen, radio listeners, so we do apologize, but amen, to our radio listeners and our listeners, we want you to know you have an active part in this program as well. Amen. Our Blog Talk Radio listeners, amen, you could call in and you could give your testimony too, because we know God is doing great things in your life. Amen. It's still not too late. The number is 339-209-6891. Amen. Once again, the number is 339-209-6891. Amen. You can come, amen, and give your testimony, because we know God is working in your life. We know God is doing great things for you. And we know, amen, that you can see change, amen, in your life as well. Amen. God is no respecter person. He loves one. He loves us all. And he loves us the same. Amen. His love is not partial. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for this night. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. For your participation. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have enjoyed the testimonies. I have gotten excited just to hear from you. Amen. I'm so glad to hear your voice over in this new year. Amen. So many times you hear our voice all the time, but I'm excited to hear your voice. Amen. To know that God is still working in your life. Amen. That you're still holding on. Amen. We have a few more people in the cut that I know of. Amen. That are quiet. Amen. And I got to tread lightly because I may get in trouble with a couple of them. Amen. I know my mother be on the phone every night. Amen. And amen. She might get me even when she see me, but amen. I want amen. Amen. I thank God for the amen support of my mother. Amen. She's here. Not only does she support me, amen, she does support me, and I appreciate her support. But not only does she support me, but she's on this prayer line every night, amen, as possible. Amen. Listening to each and every one that come forth. Amen. She supports the Prayer News Network. Amen. Evangelist Bradley has been a blessing even in my mother's life. Amen. My sister's life. Everybody's life. My family's life. Amen. My church life. Amen. People in my church family. Amen. Just been a blessing. Amen. And we're just so grateful. Amen. We got to take time to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Where others have labored, we have entered into their rest. And truly, amen, this woman of God labored. It wasn't easy. It is still not easy, amen, putting the program together every night, seeing to it that, amen, everything is connected. Everybody's, amen, is connected, that everybody can hear. Amen. We've got to make sure you're in place on time. And it's a lot. But thank God, amen, she gets it done and she does it willingly. Amen. And that God has brought her this far. Surely he's not going to leave her now. He's going to continue to equip you with everything that you need to carry out the will and plan of God. Amen. For your life. Amen. And where you have blessed so many people, so many others, in return, God is going to deposit back into you and bless you and give increase in your life. Amen. So we just praise God tonight. We give God thanks. We give God the glory. Amen. We are going to go into our closing prayer. But, amen, before we go into our closing prayer, amen. Evangelist Bradley, you care to say anything? Amen.
Praise the Lord. You're just flowing in the spirit. Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, people of God. We have just thoroughly enjoyed the testimonies on tonight. I'm telling you, so touching, so touching, so touching. Amen, that we all got hooked. Amen. And here we are. Glory be to God. Just listen, people of God, just trying to, amen, glorify the Lord with everything within us, because truly we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. As the man of God said, amen, it's all that God would get the glory. Amen. No fame, no fortune, but definitely throwing out that lifeline to the world. And again, I just want to reiterate, we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I would like to speak for the people that are not able to come over on the line, the people who are
listening in on the radio. Just want to let you know we have so many people from other countries that are listening in, and they are so blessed. Now, I don't know if in their listening, if it's being translated for them. I'm not really sure. But whenever they write, a lot of times, I know some of you may have heard us say, they'll write to us in their language. And so that it would not be a barrier, we thank God for wisdom. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So it enabled me to copy what they would send or what they send and go to Google. And we put it in Google Translate, and we're able to hear some of the most beautiful testimonies. Oh, my goodness, people of God, I'm telling you, some of the most beautiful testimonies, people telling us about how they've been blessed and just, you know, they're really blessed because they don't have cable. You know, cable is not everywhere, but they thank God for the internet radio. They really thank God for the internet radio so that way they can plug into us. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. We hear from pastors. We hear from mothers. We hear from people, you know, who are asking for help. Some people are just asking for prayer. So it's reaching. It's so reaching. And we just want to just let you know that even as you pray, open your heart, open your mind to let the Lord breathe upon you, because as I always say, the earth is the Lord's. Amen. Glory to God. And there are needs all over the world. So even as you're praying, even as the Lord brings people to your path, pray for them. Amen. You may not know who they are. You probably won't even know their names, but because we're all so interconnected, pray as the Lord leads you, because this is a global ministry, and as the man of God said earlier today, one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight, and just know, amen, that you're part of something greater than yourselves, amen, glory to God, but we're so grateful to be part of it. We're grateful that the Lord has entrusted, amen, this outreach ministry into our hands, people of God, and we just want to maximize, amen. We want to do all we can, amen. And at some point, glory to God, we believe, God, by faith, that some of those listeners will be able to come over and certainly testify themselves, or we'll make connection with them in some way. But we thank God for you. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your commitment. And one more thing, when we first started the line, people of God, if you remember, we went on a consecration. We were on a 21-day consecration. So we want you to kind of get your hearts and your minds and kind of start, amen, looking towards that way again. And, of course, as the man of God said, we were so far beyond the 21 days, almost in 660-something days. But we do want to consecrate this year. And I know a lot of your local churches may be consecrating as well. Amen. But we just want you to sit us, amen, right there. Amen. Just kind of sit us right there in the midst of your consecration. We'll let you know today. Our ministry consecration will be coming up, but my ministry consecration will be coming up on February the 2nd, I believe it is, and we consecrate for 40 days. It's a 40-day fast of intercession. So within that time, within that 40 days, we will certainly set our 21 days within that 40 period. Amen. Probably at the beginning. But we'll certainly let you know. But we wanted to put it out there because we want you to start, amen, looking unto the Lord, start getting your prayer requests and your petitions ready. Amen. And also let you know we have some great things in store for 2022. Amen. Myself, the advisors, As soon as we can get together and make the vision plain, we'll certainly roll it out before you. Amen. Glory to God. Nothing to pull you away from your local assembly. Amen. But certainly as a part of outreach, as part of your ministry, a part of, amen, the witness that is within you. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank you so much, Minister Emmanuel. Thank you so much, Evangelist Bond. All of the prayer warriors, but each of you people of God, we do, as the man of God said, we love you so much. We appreciate you so much. We appreciate you so much for helping this broadcast to go forth. Amen. God has great things in store. We just want to ask you to keep us in prayer, and we will certainly do the same thing for you. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. The platform is back into your hands.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. That was for my visionary and founder, amen, of this great prayer news network, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. Thank God for the woman of God. Truly, you certainly have been a blessing into each and every one of our lives. Amen. Like I said so many times before, as long as I have known you down through the years, I never knew that we would be working together in the ministry. But God, he does all things well. And I do appreciate God, amen, for setting us up, because it definitely has been a blessing to my life. Amen. We just giving God the thanks and giving God the praise. Amen. And thank God, amen. Like you said, most of us have our own ministries that we're affiliated with. But one thing about it is, God want to send help our way. Hey, I'm going to take it. And I praise God, but truly, amen, it's definitely been a blessing. I thank God for my pastor, amen, his companion, because, amen, they know I'm on the line every night. Amen. They don't, amen, complain about it. They support me, amen, and they encourage me, amen, to do the will of God. And I appreciate that support even coming through them, amen, and their blessings coming through them to, amen, do what God has, amen, called me to do and walk through those doors that God has opened for us to walk through. And people, God, in my last stand, amen, let this year be the year that you do what God say do. Let this be the year. Some of us, so many of us, we've been dragging our feet. We've been, amen, procrastinating. We've been putting it off and putting it off. But make up your mind that this is going to be the year that I'm going to reach my full potential in God. Because why? Next year is not promised. So make this the year that, amen, God, let me cross over and see this new year. I'm going to make this the best year of my life, and I'm going to do what God say do. Amen. Bear that in mind, people of God, and let's govern ourselves accordingly, and let's do what God say do. Amen. All hearts and minds are clear. Amen. Let us, amen, go into our closing prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we humbly thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We thank you, oh God, for this night. We thank you for the sweet, sweet communion. We thank you for the sweet fellowship of the saints, of the believers. Ah, glory to your name, God. We thank you, God, oh God, for how you have made us one under the blood of Jesus, how you have knitted our hearts together into unity. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for willing workers that have come to this line, oh God, to aid, to assist the woman of God, oh God, that to be arm bearers to the woman of God, just to help this ministry and the work and the outreach go on in your holy name. Father God, we thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify you. Father God, we thank you for the miracles that you have wrought on this line. We thank, oh God, for, oh God, bringing souls back from the brink, those that was on the verge of giving up, how you restore hope back into their lives, how you restore hope back into them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, those that were sick in their body, and it just seemed like they wasn't going to be healed, but God, you told them to live. You declared that they should live and not die, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, they're healed today, God. Oh God, we praise you right now. Those that were living in fear, those that were living in doubt, they thought they wasn't capable, they thought they wasn't good enough, they thought they wasn't qualified, but Lord, you increase strength, you give it, oh God, you increase might, in the mighty name of Jesus. You gave them courage, God. You told them to walk out on the water. You said you would never leave them, and God, they took you at your word. They got out of the boat, and they began to walk on the water, huh? Oh, God, you didn't let them sink, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We're standing on your promises, God, huh? Your word is true, huh? Every promise tonight, God, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, there's none like you, huh? We worship you, we praise you, huh? We adore you, Lord, huh? We love you, God, huh? We just want to love on you, Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we don't want to let you go, huh? We refuse to let you go, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? You're just that good, huh? You're just that good to us, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we thank you right now, huh? How you have built your people up, huh? How you begin to elevate your people, God, huh? You begin to elevate our minds, huh? Above the cares of this life, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? You turned that carnal mind into a spiritual mind, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You delivered them that were bound, huh? You set the captive free, God, huh? You have even destroyed yokes, huh? You have even destroyed addictions, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You have changed men's lives, huh? You have changed men's hearts through this prayer line, huh? Through this outreach ministry, huh? And for that, we say thank you tonight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Even look on the souls, God, huh? Oh, God, those that requested prayer, huh? Even after the program was over with, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, look on Sister LaToya right now, huh? Oh, God, wherever she may be, God, huh? We pray you will continue to strengthen her, Lord, huh? We pray you continue to keep her, God, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, look on Sister Juanita, huh? And her mother tonight, God, huh? Oh, God, you converted them, God, huh? You did a work in their lives, God, huh? We pray you complete the work, God, huh? Finish what you started in their lives, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, every other soul, God, huh? That you have begun to deal with, huh? That you have begun to do work in, God, huh? We pray you will finish the work, huh? Complete the work in their lives, God, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Huh? Oh, God, look on those that are sick tonight. Huh? Look on those that are afflicted tonight. Huh? Oh, God, look on, oh, God. Huh? Look on missionary Dr. Sam's husband. Huh? Oh, God, we pray you will complete the work, God. Huh? Oh, God, heal him completely, God. Huh? Oh, God, restore his health, huh? 100%, God. Huh? Bro, God, raise him back up on his feet, huh? That he may give you the glory, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Look on Bandit Bond's husband tonight. Huh? Oh, God. God, touch his body, God, huh? Oh, God, raise him up, huh? Oh, God, tripping him right now, huh? Oh, God, breathe on him, Jesus, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We know you will, Lord, huh? Restore his health, God, huh? 100-fold, God, huh? Look on their children, Lord, huh? Look on the fruit of their bodies, huh? Oh, God, we pray you will touch them, huh? We pray you will bless them, God, huh? Those that are affected with COVID, huh? Rebuke it in the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, let them give you to praise, huh? Even in the midst of it, huh? Let them praise your name, huh? Oh, that men will praise the Lord, huh? Oh, that men, huh? Will praise the Lord everywhere, huh? Lifting up holy hands, huh? Without wrath or doubting, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, you're wonderful tonight, huh? You're a mighty God, huh? You're an everlasting Father, huh? You are the Prince of Peace, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Look on Minister Booker right now, huh? Oh, God, touch her, God, huh? Touch your woman servant, huh? Touch your family, Lord, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Look on Evangelist Jones, huh? Oh, God, look on Evangelist Stanford, huh? Bless them right now, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Look on Sister Robin, huh? Look on Sister Chelsea, huh? Have your way in their lives, God, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, you get the glory out of our lives. Each one of our lives tonight, God. You get the glory, God. Oh, God, look on Elder Packer, Lord. Oh, God, stripping her today, God. Look on her sister, Lord. Oh, God, raise her sister up, God. Oh, God, restore her health right now. Oh, God, you can just speak the word, and it shall be done. Speak the word over her life tonight. Oh, God, tell her to rise. Take up her bed and walk, huh? In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Sister Gail tonight. Oh, God, bless her home, bless her family. Oh, God, bless her children in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you give the increase. Oh, God, each one of our listeners tonight. Oh, God, look on them. God, look on Sister Sheila Jones. Oh, God, look on Sister Betty, God. Look on Sister Mary, God. Any other name I may not have called. Father God, look on my mother tonight. Look on Mother Hogs tonight, God. Oh, God, bless her, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to give her life, God. Continue to breathe on her, God. In the name of Jesus. I know that you will, my Lord. We know you have the power, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, for your namesake, God, you be glorified. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on our visionary, God. Look on our founder, Evangelist Bradley, God. We pray that you remember her, tripping her. Touch her body, keep her in your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless her family, God. Bless her children, God. Oh, God, bless them, God. Even bless the in-laws. Bless the grandchildren, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on her sister Betty. Oh, God, look on her sister Gwen. Look on her brother Andrew, God. Heal his body, Lord. You know what he needs, God. Oh, God, you can do it tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, their life is in your hands. Work it out for them, God. Fix it for them, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know you can. We know you will. You're faithful to that promise. Oh, God, you promised us blessings. You promised us, God, that you will answer while we yet call. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're standing on your word. To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We thank you for this night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Amen, people of God. Amen. God is good. We're going to have to bring this program to a close. But we pray that you have been blessed tonight. Amen. We look to see you on tomorrow night. If you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you could text, amen, 678-608-7234. Amen. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, those, amen, from other countries, you could use WhatsApp, amen, and text us at 678-608-7234. Also, you could text 912-257-3918. Amen. The other number that you can text to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast is 912-257-3918. Text us. We want to send you, amen, this good news of glad tidings, that you can be blessed all over again, and send it to someone else so that they may be blessed. Amen. People of God, we love you. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen, at 9 p.m., if the Lord shall say the same. Until then, look to Jesus Christ and live. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and good night.
Goodbye.